Jeff Durbin is doing soul winning. Let's see how he does.
Aloha, guys. I'm Pastor Jeff. Nice to meet you all. Thank you guys so much for letting us serve you.
I'm not sure what's up with the sleeveless shirt, but I'll give him a chance.
Today, I'm Pastor Jeff. As I said, I'm from Apologia Church.
Yeah.
So I'm Pastor Jeff.
You've said that already.
I'm from Apologia Church in Phoenix. I used to be a drug addict, which is to repent and to believe, to turn away from sin and unrighteousness and to turn to God. Again, I'm Pastor Jeff, and I'm here for you. I don't know the version of the gospel.
So, in order to be saved, according to this guy, you have to turn away from all your sins. But the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. But Jeff Durbin says, turn from your sins to be saved. All right, how many sins do you have to turn from, Jeff? Can you give me a chapter and verse on that from a King James Bible, by the way? All right, let's keep watching.
Well, that you heard, but there's a version that's popular today in America that goes something like this. Jesus did all this stuff, lived and died and rose again. If you want to go to heaven one day, pray this prayer.
Straw man. That's 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. And what Jeff is doing in this YouTube video I'm showing you right now is aptly titled by Brother Norm, 1, 2, 3, repent after me, which is just as bad. In either case, the person is not getting saved. Nobody gets saved from just a really sloppy, garbage, soul-winning presentation. Then, all right, let's go ahead and pray. They're not going to know why they're praying. In this instance, this person has no idea what you're telling him when you tell, oh, you got to repent of all your sins. So you're telling me I have to stop sinning? The real, true gospel and actual soul winning is going and knocking doors and spending 10, 15, 20, 25 minutes with somebody at a door to show them how to get to heaven using a King James Bible, using more than just one verse, not just praying a prayer with someone. Nobody who believes the gospel of Jesus Christ is advocating for 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. That's a straw man, and it's a dishonest argument there from Jeff Durbin of Apostasia Church.
And that is, you. I promise you this, you will never find that in the Bible. I'm not suggesting to you that it's anything other than faith in Christ that saves us.
No,
it is only faith.
No, I 100% agree.
But.
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 The message of Christ and the apostles for salvation was turn from your sin to God.
Wrong. Wrong.
Have you turned from sin? Not any one particular sin.
You're sending
but have
this
you turned
guy to
from
hell,
sin
to
Christ to put your faith
you're
in him to be forgiven
prophet.
And to be reconciled to God
gospel.
Now? If you want, I'll stand here and I'll just sit quietly with you while you, if you want to turn from sin to put your faith in Christ, he lived, he died, and he rose again. And you can come to him right now for life. There is no magic prayer or words. It's about your faith.
He's talking in this creepy, effeminate voice. Come to me and you can be saved and you can be a Calvinist. Believe on the Lord John Calvin and thou shalt be saved. You're a creep!
And Jesus. Do you want to know Christ now? Okay, I'll stand with you, and if you want to put I'll your faith in Christ and in his work for you.
I thought that if you're a Calvinist, God picks who gets saved. Why is he even bothering with this? God just picks who gets saved anyway.
To Lord have our paths cross from, I don't even know where he's from. On this sidewalk, on this beach in Kauai.
I don't know where you got your false gospel from. Oh wait, I do. Satan.
To see even now. And grant a heart to turn from sin to Christ.
Oh,
and Lord,
you
grant to this man eternal life. Pray you would allow him to know that, Lord, it's apart from any work.
How is it a free gift if you have to turn from your sins? And this guy purports to be some intellectual, you know, that we should all worship because he uses big words. Let's go to what the Bible says. Look at this. Not Ezekiel. Exodus 32:14. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. God himself repents more times in the Bible than man. Here's what repent actually means. Look at this, Acts chapter 19. They love to go to the book of Acts. If you don't turn from your sins, you can't be saved. Acts 19:4, then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should turn from their sins. Is that what it says? I mean, you could see the same scripture that I'm looking at right now, and unless I'm gone crazy, that says that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. Repent, metanoia. I don't like to go back to the Greek, all right, but metanoia, just like paranoia is when you're afraid of something, it's mental. Repentance means to turn, to change your mind. Okay, repent of trusting in your works to be saved, and rather rely and trust on Jesus Christ. Doesn't get any easier than that. That's the simplicity of the gospel. Look at this, Acts 20:21, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God. Change your mind about whatever it is that you're trusting, and instead, turn to God and place your faith on him to be saved. Repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. People see that word repent and they think they have that's their trump card.
Oh, it says repent. See, you have to repent of your sins.
Where does it say repent from sin? That's non-existent. The term repent of your sins is not found in a King James Bible one single time. Not one time. Not one. Zero. You say, what's the big deal? Galatians 5:4, Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you're fallen from grace. If you want to trust your faith and your works at the same time, you know what happens? You go to hell, because then you're justified, or you're trying rather to justify yourself by your works. But since you're not perfect, and it's impossible for you to be perfect, you're going to be judged by your works will condemn you, you will burn in hell for all of eternity. That's why it's essential to call out these false gospels, because they confuse people and send people to hell. Jeff Durbin is making people twofold more the child of hell than himself. But there you see it right there. Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross, the death, burial, and resurrection to purchase the gift of salvation, no effect unto those who try to justify themselves by their own works. Romans 4:14, for if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Here are your works, here are your faith. If you're going to rely on both of them for salvation, you know what happens? Your faith is made void, you're left with your works, and your works will send you to hell. So which one are you going to choose? Jeff Durbin's 1-2-3, repent after me, or what the Bible actually says, which is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You know, the book of John was specifically written to make it easy to understand what the gospel is. It was written for people to be saved. And you know how many times the word repent is in there? Zero. And you know what repent means? It doesn't mean stop sinning. It means change your mind. Repent of your sins. That phrase itself is not found in the Bible. So you can take your Jeff Durbin 1-2-3 repent after me Calvinist garbage and stick it in your pipe and smoke it.